Hey you. So, as I said in my letter that I wrote to you, I am going to try to not write as many newsletters anymore because I just figure you get tons of newsletters being sent into you. There's millions of programs out there. They do the same thing. They send you newsletters, they send you information. But I want you to be able to listen to this information wherever, in the car, at the gym. I want it to sink into your head. And I think that getting to listen to something over and over again or listen to materials can really, really help it get the information seep into your brain and stick. So I'm going to try from here on out to just do audio pieces again. So you can download the audio piece, put it on your iPod, put it anywhere that you want, put it, download it onto your computer. But yeah, so what I wanted to talk about today was about peacocking. So I have a lot of guys who write into me who have obviously heard and done other programs or other methods and want to know a woman's, you know, feelings on peacocking. And for those, you know, if you don't know what peacocking is, I'll just give a little recap here. Peacocking is basically just putting on flash. Or something you wear something different that calls attention to you and makes you stand out, like a peacock. You know, the peacock with the brightest feathers gets the most attention. And I 100% believe that for a peacock, but for human beings, I don't know if it really works so well for me. So as a woman, I don't like when guys wear nail polish and wear big furry hats and boas. It's not my thing. For an evening, it's fun, and that evening is usually Halloween, and it's intriguing, but it's not the type of guy that I'm attracted to. It's the type of guy that would definitely catch my attention for an evening, and I would see as fun and interesting if he had the right personality. If he happened to be that lurky guy standing in the corner wearing a hat and a boa and a purse, that would freak me out and would not be very attractive. But again, if you have the right personality behind your peacocking, then it's totally fine. And if that happens to be really who you are, then again, it is intriguing, because what peacocking means to me, if you have the right personality and you can pull it off, it just means confidence. It just means being able to wear what you want and not caring about it. But you have to make sure it's really what you want to be wearing. And that goes for anything that you want to put on. What I advise to clients is, if they really want to boost their confidence and feel fantastic when they're out, I would try and go a little bit past your comfort zone with clothing. Maybe go to a store, go to Nordstrom, or go to even the Gap, and just pick a color that isn't really you. So if you usually wear grays or blues or, you know, the standard colors that everybody wears, go try and get a red shirt. I know that that doesn't sound as extreme as peacocking, but having people admire the red shirt and call attention to you when you're usually used to just blending in, that can have the same effects as peacocking, because it will boost your confidence, make you feel a little bit better, make you feel different, and get the attention of other people. Because again, if you're confident and you put that out there to other people, it can radiate from you, and women and people in general will be attracted to you, and therefore you'll get the attention that you want, which is exactly what you're trying to get from peacocking. Again, I do want to say that if you are completely comfortable with peacocking, I think it's fantastic. I saw a video the other day of this guy who had this belt that was a flashy belt, and it you could type in whatever message that you wanted to, and I forget what the message was, but it was cute. It definitely caught my attention, but because he had the right personality, when I did go up and I approached him as a woman, so peacocking definitely works for getting women to engage you, but you have to have something behind the peacocking in order for the peacocking to work. So I went up to the guy, and I, you know, obviously made a comment about his belt, and he bit back at me, you know, and we had some friendly banter, and it was exciting and it was fun, but he still didn't give me anything to hold on to. He was fun, he was entertaining, and I didn't think about him after the evening was over. So the main thing to focus on, which is, I guess I'm going away from peacocking now, and this is a message that I will teach in all of my programs, is about becoming a package a self-assured package. And if that self-assured package wants to peacock and wear extreme clothing, then do it. If the package doesn't want to, then don't do it. But just make sure that you're comfortable and confident in whatever you choose to do. No inner monologue anymore. And if there is, don't let it show. Don't let your brain psych you out, because it's not worth it. It's really not worth it. So to wrap that up, I will let you know again my feelings on peacocking. I don't think it's needed at all. I think that it is a tool that a lot of men use in order to get confidence, and I get that. And if that's what you need, that's what you need. They're building blocks. You're going through a process right now, so you're getting building blocks to get to that level of where you want to be. And if you require to wear crazy clothes to get to that place, to get comfortable and to boost your confidence, then do it. But if you ever get to a point where you don't want to do it anymore, don't think that you need it to attract women. Because again, what I said, the clothing is just helping you get to that confident place. The clothing is not making you confident. So just try and understand the distinction there. So the clothing is not, you're not putting on a costume. You are technically putting on a costume, I guess, but the costume can come off. And once you have enough confidence and you don't need the costume, you can leave the costume behind, because it's really that person that's underneath that you're building yourself into. That's what attracts women. It's not the clothing. Initially, it'll grab their attention. But once you have that inner game or you have that confidence, then you can take your clothes off. And you will be taking your clothes off with women. I can guarantee you that. But once you get that confidence. But yeah, you don't need the peacocking. You don't need the costume. And that's, again, what the Wing Girls are all about. We're about getting you to that place where you're self-assured. There's tons of ways to get there. There's no rules. There's no rules to women either. There's basics for learning to attract women. But again, I will leave you with this note before I ramble on for another 10 minutes. All women want a man who's self-assured. Again, no matter what package he comes in, if a man is self-assured and comfortable and confident and cool and collected and direct and knows who he is, or at least, you know, is on his way to knowing who he is, then they're going to want him. That's attractive. It's attractive to me. It's attractive to my female friends. It's attractive to my Wing Girls. It's attractive to any woman that I've ever spoken to, no matter what age. So again, you are on the path and you are on your way to becoming that confident man by signing up for this newsletter, for, you know, purchasing one of my videos. You're taking the steps, the necessary steps. So I think it's great. And trust me, you are going to get there. And if you need peacocking for a little bit, then peacock.